You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9
FM. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over.
Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, where was I?
Verse 19.
Somebody say keys are for opening and for closing. Finish reading, daughter.
Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Oh, glory to God. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Somebody say the spirit realm.
The spirit realm.
Amen. In other words, God is saying, oh, glory to God, if you stop it, if you lock it up, if you close it up on the earth, come on, he'll do it in the spirit realm. Read, daughter.
And whatsoever thou shalt bow loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Whatever you loose, whatever you open, God will open. Amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say keys allow access.
Keys allow access.
Or they deny access. Oh, glory to God. Let me say this here. A lot of people are walking around without keys. Okay. Somebody say, yes, he said it. I noticed something around here that every once in a while, probably about two or three times a month, it seems that, well, I won't even say two or three times, a few times, seems like a few times a month, somebody's always coming to me and say, Pastor, do you have your keys? Now, this is not to throw anybody under the bus, but sometimes we can have keys, but we're not using our keys or walking around with our keys. Amen, somebody. Amen. Nobody should be coming in here asking me, do I have my keys? But you know, it kind of reminds me of the people of God, because sometimes we can have keys, but we're more comfortable with somebody else's keys.
Okay.
We have more confidence in somebody else's keys than the keys that the Lord has given unto us. Okay. All right. All right. Are y'all getting this? Okay. All right. Keys can also represent knowledge. Somebody say knowledge and success. I want you to write that down. Knowledge and success. We already know, a lot of people know, that keys represents authority. It represents power. Amen. Oh, glory to God. But the Lord said in his word that I have given you keys. I have given you. Now, keys are very important. If you don't know that you've been given keys, you might not use them.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. All right. sometimes we're dealing with everyday issues. And let me say this to you. If you don't know that you got keys, you'll be quick to jump on the phone and call other people and look for other people to, you know, help pray you through instead of using what you got. Somebody say, you got keys.
You got keys.
Amen. You got keys. At least if you've been walking with the Lord, you ought to have something by now.
Yes.
All right. There's a lot of times we come in here on a Sunday morning and we're praying and we start picking up and discerning the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Before the people of God even get to church. Oh, glory to God. And how many know that, you know, there are times that, you know, we can take authority over that thing and begin to bind that thing. Oh, glory to God. But God has given us a key, somebody say, for the spirit of heaviness. What is the key for the spirit of heaviness?
The garment of praise.
Amen. Sometimes we're sitting up in church with closed lips when we ought to be praising God. And if you sit up in church with closed lips, a sealed mouth, and you don't open your mouth and begin to praise the Lord, guess what? You're going to walk right back out of here. If nobody discerns it and picks it up, you're going to walk right back out of here feeling heavy. I remember recently when we had a service, and you all were praying for a visitor, and she was battling the spirit of heaviness. And you know what? She wouldn't open her mouth. She would hardly open her mouth. But a key, let me say, a key is a small piece of metal. Put your key back up. Hold your key up. Oh, glory to God. Hold your key up. It's a small piece of metal, and it's cut in a shape to go in what? A particular door, right?
Yeah.
It goes in, it don't work on every door.
Yeah.
That's the problem sometimes. Sometimes we got keys, oh, glory to God, but we're standing before a door, and we're using the wrong key on the door.
Jesus.
I was on the phone one night, and this guy was feeling heavy, and people were binding the spirit of heaviness, and I was saying, and I started talking to him about praising God, getting to open his mouth. Come on, oh glory to God, praise! Somebody say praise will cause the spirit of heaviness to lift up off of you. And so there are some things that we need to be doing. It's a small piece of metal you stick in a door. How many know you got to turn it? Oh, glory to God. There's something you got to turn on. I'll leave that alone. But we're living in a day and age. Now I feel the anointing. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
I had to get the atmosphere
go ahead,
right.
Go ahead.
We're living in a day and age where we also have digital keys. You come to my house, a regular key is not going to work. You need to know some numbers. You need to know that there are digital keys. So we're living in a different day and age. And but keys are different, but they're still, somebody say, keys. They're things that allow you access. Well, God wants to give you access.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I was just sharing with some people yesterday. I said, when I have a need, I start giving. I start sowing. Why? Because guess what? It's a key. It's a biblical key. It might not flash and say key, but it's a biblical key. So guess what? And I don't wait till I got a need now. I've been walking this life long enough to know that guess what? When I got a need, I start giving, or I just go ahead and give ahead of time. Amen. I practice giving. It's a key to keep, guess what? Things flowing to me and flowing in my finances. And so sometimes we don't recognize biblical keys. I was at a thrift store, a Christian thrift store, and the lady was talking about how, you know, sad she had been feeling, and she just didn't have no joy. Let me say this here. Sometimes it seems like there's nothing that can make some people happy. Okay, I might as well go ahead and say it. Oh, glory to God. They can have money and still not be happy. We can have a husband. And they can, I want a husband. Get a husband and still not happy.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Get a new car and you're still not happy.
Amen.
Why? Because the joy of the Lord is supposed to be your strength.
And so
I told her, I said, you know what? I said, you need to get in the presence of the Lord, because the Bible says in the presence of the Lord, there is what?
Fullness
of joy.
Yes.
In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And so you got to get in this presence. That's a key. You can either sit here at work and continue, because let me show you something. Sometimes even as business people, we get so tied up with working, tied up with helping people and doing things that guess what? We forget to spend time in the presence of the Lord. And then that joy that you had about God, that zeal, that heart, that just loving to be in his presence. You get so busy, guess what? And so, you know, one of the things I try to do is, you know, sometimes I know some of you all call me and I'm not picking up the phone a lot of times because guess what? I'm trying to spend time, somebody say, in his presence. Oh, glory to God. And, you know, it's amazing because sometimes people don't call you until you start trying to spend time. I told one person that, you know, I'll put it this way. There are sometimes some people need discernment. I thought I had been a minister for a while and I had grown in the Lord. There was times that I would go to call my pastor and the Lord would be like, mm-mm. As a matter of fact, I even came to a place that I knew when my leader was praying. I told her, I said, you know, Pastor, you be praying about 4 o'clock in the morning, don't you? And she was like, yeah, don't tell nobody because they'll be trying to call me 4 o'clock in the morning. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, all right. And so, what about unbelief? What about unbelief? What's the key for unbelief? Come on, Bible scholars. What's the key for unbelief? Hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can I tell you something? How many know that fear? Okay, all right. Let me say this. Let me get back to the unbelief. If you're having a hard time believing God for something, you got to get in the Word. And sometimes you got to get specific. If you're believing God for finances, if you're believing God for healing, you got to get specific about that thing. Okay, all right. Let me say this here. The book of Mark, chapter, I believe it's 1 through 5. Sometimes when I'm not feeling well in my body, I go ahead and I go to the book of Mark, and I start reading because chapter 1 through 5 is just talking about a bunch of healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Come on. Oh, glory to God. That's what I use to stir up my faith. How many know the Bible, Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's within you from the laying on of my hands. You have the ability to stir up things in your life. You play a part in this thing. Sometimes we just want people to do it, God to do it all. No, God, let me show you something. And I'm not coming over to make a hurricane cornflakes. She wouldn't even let me. She was, no, baby, just stay on home. I got this here, right? Because guess what? She had the ability to make her own cornflakes. We got too many grown people that's been walking with the Lord for a long time that don't realize that they got keys. Hold up your keys. Shake your keys. Come on. I believe the anointing going to fall every time you start shaking those keys. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. If you give to the poor, God will raise you up off of your sick bed. And so we have to practice even giving to the poor. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Now, he's specific about that. Oh, glory to God. In the book of Psalms, that if you give to the poor, he'll raise you up off of your sick bed. Now, I'm not talking about some of these folks that's, you know, standing on the road trying to shake you down. Amen. But all of us know some folks, amen, that could use $5 here, you know, $10 here, maybe got a, you know, so anyways, yeah. Anybody getting anything out of this? Yeah. All right. Now, I wanted to talk about fear. Oh, glory to God. What's the key for fear?
False evidence appearing real.
Amen. This false evidence appearing real. Amen. But what's the key? What helps us to combat fear? Amen. What do we need to do if we're walking around and we're feeling fearful day after day after day?
Walking in authority in the word of God.
Okay. All right. The Bible says, let me say this here. Did you know that fear can, there you go, mother, you hit it right on the nose. Do you know that fear can oppose your faith?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm just telling you. Fear can oppose your faith, but fear can't oppose love. It can't stand up to love. The Bible says perfect love casteth out fear. Sometimes we need to see. So when you start fearing, you need to go and grab you some scripture and start meditating on verses about somebody saying love. Love, mature love, start growing up in your love life. Come on. It's a sign that you need to grow in your love life when you start walking around and just, you know, being fearful, timid, terror, fright. Come on. All of these things that come along with fear. Come on. We got to help the people of God to grow up. It's time out for all this. And you walk out of there just as dumb as a gnat bug. Come on. God has given us keys.
Yes, yes.
And we got to use those keys. Yes. Come on. We got to turn those keys. Shake your keys.
Yes.
Shake your keys. Shake your keys. There you go. All right. All right. What is laughter good for?
Medicine.
Laughter is good for medicine. You mean to tell me that when I laugh, I'm releasing medicine? I'm put it this way. If laughter is good for, it's like medicine. It's like medicine. How about when God gives you spiritual laughter? Anybody ever laughed in the spirit? When I got saved, I was crying and laughing at the same time. I was like, what the world is going on here? I'm crying, yet I'm laughing. I'm laughing and I'm crying. I don't know how, when you got saved, I don't know what happened to you. I don't know what was the manifestation. Oh, glory to God. But I'll just say when I received the Holy Ghost, I was crying and laughing. Come on. What was it doing? It was releasing medicine.
And it's free.
Spiritual medicine. Come on. So God, make them laugh right now. I pray that God give you laughter. Not just, I'm talking about a supernatural laughter, that God will make you laugh. Somebody say, I receive it. Now, when you wake up in the middle of the night laughing and you can't turn it off, you know that you done hit that button. Come on. You know that you done received it. Oh, glory to God. I know some of y'all have heard me bust out in here laughing. I can't, you know, that's just one of the things that God would, you might not have never had that supernatural laugh, but God has given me you can't turn it off. You be trying to turn it off. I got to stop laughing. Okay, all right. That's it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen. Persecution. What's good for persecution? Come on, Bible scholars. See, this is the type of stuff that we need to know in the body of Christ. So when we're dealing with people, there you go, sweetheart, rejoicing. When we're dealing with people, a lot of times we're standing at the door and we're trying to use the wrong key. We're trying to use the wrong key for the well, anyways, okay.
We need the right key.
You need the right key for that door. And so, guess what? If you're being persecuted, because a lot of times we don't even understand where we're being persecuted. Go to Matthew chapter 5 right quick. Sometimes we don't even recognize when we're being persecuted, and it's a blessing in persecution. Okay, all right. And hold your finger there and go to the book of Mark. Go to the book of, Mark chapter 10. So keep your finger there, Matthew 5. Go to Mark chapter 10 and start reading at verse 28. Let me show you something. Let me show you. Some stuff is just hidden. Some stuff it takes for God to show you. Come on. Because a lot of times, you know, and we've come up, grown up, and we found out somebody talking about us, and we want to confront them and fight them and go off on them and all of this stuff. Let me show you what the Bible has to say. Amen. Because you need somebody to cuss you out. You need somebody to not like you and talk about you. Come on, rub you up one side and come back down the other side. Okay, Daughter Reed, what does it say?
You want Mark 10 first?
Yeah, Mark 10 first.
Which verse?
28. Okay. Should be 28, somewhere in there.
Mark 10:28 reads,
uh-huh.
Then Peter began to say unto him,
yeah.
Lo, we have left all and followed thee.
God, we left all and followed thee. Read.
And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold now.
Now he's talking about the blessings. He's talking about when you forsake, because sometimes we're like, I surrender all, you know, praise God. Are we really surrendering all? But anyways, and so he's talking about no man that has left. In other words, you're willing to forsake, to put things down, to serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. And then he's talking about the blessings that come with it. Sometimes, you know, he's talking about the benefits. Sometimes we don't have a revelation of the benefits that God wants to do for us. But that's a whole other subject. Read, daughter.
No man, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with persecution.
With persecution. Wait now, hold on a second. He just connected the blessings with the persecution. In other words, persecution is a sign that the blessing, come on, is right around the corner. Come on, it's your blessing time. It's a connection there. You're going to have blessings with the persecution. Okay, all right, all right. Let's find out what the key is. Go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Come on. Because if you don't recognize it, oh, glory to God. My brother one night, he came to me, and he was working for Devereaux, and he says, man, they talking about me, they this and this and this, you know, and, you know, because he's Christian trying to, you know, help the, you know, young, well, anyways. So I told him, I said, Doc, I said, you're being persecuted. I said, you need to rejoice like you done lost your mind.
Yes.
I said, and then go back out there and witness to everybody that you can.
Yes.
A whole bunch of kids. I think like 12 kids got saved that night.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
All right. He didn't recognize the persecution. Come on. And he didn't use the key. And so I had to tell him, you got a key for that. It's rejoicing. Yes. Read, daughter.
What verse in Matthew 5?
10. Did I say 10? Okay.
Matthew 5:10?
Yeah.
It reads, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Now, God, see, because God is calling it a blessed thing. We don't think that it's blessed. We don't think that it's blessed when somebody's talking about us.
Amen.
Come on, thank you. Thank you for criticizing me. Thank you for being judgmental of me. Come on, somebody, thank you. All right. And so he says, blessed is what?
Blessed are they when they are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh. Read.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against
you
falsely.
Come on, they did it. They did it to Jesus. How come you think that how come we trip when somebody start doing it to us? Come on. They did it to Jesus. Come on, there was a whole posse of people just walking around with Jesus, just critiquing him, criticizing. They were looking for him to say something, the critique and the criticizing. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read.
He says, blessed are you when all men shall revile and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. He said, rejoice.
Whoa, look at this key.
Exceeding glad.
Rejoice. Rejoice. Somebody turn the key. Somebody pull your key out and turn. Rejoice. Rejoice. And then he says what? Be exceedingly glad.
Rejoice, be exceeding glad.
Now when you look up the word rejoice, one of the things it says, you're skipping and hopping and you're glad. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why? Especially when you got a revelation that guess what? My blessing is right around the corner. You cannot have the persecution without having the blessing. Okay, somebody. All right. I don't know if y'all getting this or not. Read.
For great is your reward in heaven.
Whoa. Your reward is in heaven. Somebody say it's in the spirit realm.
It's in the spirit realm.
How do I get it out of the spirit
Rejoice.
Realm? By rejoicing. Yep. Somebody turn that key. Pull your key out. Turn the key. Turn that key. Say, I'm going to rejoice. Next time
rejoice.
I hear that somebody's talking about me,
rejoice.
I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to get my key and turn it. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to get, okay, all right. I got somewhere to go after that. We're going to 2 Peter, but let's finish this here.
Rejoice, for great is your reward in heavens, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Now run to hand me my Bible. It's 2 Peter. Run to 2 Peter. Give y'all a chance to get over to 2 Peter right quick. Good. And I can sit here and try to figure it out, but it'll take me too long. But if I go to my Bible, it's just something about my pages being anointed. Hallelujah. Go to 2 Peter, 1 Peter 4 and 12. Tell somebody, we about to learn something. Okay. 1 Peter 12. Read, daughter.
4 and 12.
Verse
12.
Yeah.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you.
Look at your neighbor and say, why are you thinking it's strange? Why are you thinking it's strange? It ain't, you shouldn't think that it's strange. Amen. This is, if you love the Lord, come on somebody, you love the Lord, oh glory to God. See, Jesus never suffered sickness, but he did suffer what? Persecution. Amen, somebody. That's the only type of suffering that he did. Amen. Read.
But rejoice.
Oh, here we go again. Somebody pull your key out. Shake that key and turn it. Come on. But rejoice what?
Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering.
Uh-huh.
That when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
When the glory, come on, that which you've been believing God for, when the glory is revealed, my God, it's coming to pass. Yes, all you got to do is hang in there. Read.
Yes, amen.
Verse 14, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you.
The Bible is saying you ought to be happy.
Yes.
Happy. Somebody say glad and happy at the same time. Yes, glappy. Glappy. You ought to be glappy. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read.
For the spirit of glory of God rest upon you.
My God, the spirit of glory, God's glory is resting upon you. What is the glory of God? It's the weightiness of God, the splendor, the light of God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's his majesty. What am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying it's the power of God. See, let me help you out. The enemy know that you've been praying, say, for a house. You believe in God, I don't believe in God for a house. All right. And you've been praying, and when you're praying, God starts rubbing, he starts rubbing the anointing upon you to get it. I'm going to rub the anointing of my child. They're praying. They're sitting before me, and I'm going to put the anointing upon them. Well, the devil ain't blind. The devil ain't blind. The devil see the glory on you. Come on. The devil see the presence of God, the weightiness of God upon you. My God, he see it upon you. And so what does he do? He sends the persecution to get you to act ugly.
Okay, all right.
To get you to cuss somebody out back. Come on, somebody. To get you to hit back. Why? So that the anointing, how many have felt that when you got out of place, you start feeling the presence of God start lifting up off of you.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
copy
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast.